Our text for this evening that we want to speak to you upon are the opening words of verse 14 of Jeremiah chapter 3. Let me just read that verse with you again. It says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. Turn, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you." William Cowper, the great Christian hymn writer of a bygone day, in one of his lovely hymns that he penned, said these words. He said, "Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus and His Word?" And by those words, he reveals to us that there was a time of backsliding in his life as a Christian. And my backsliding is something that can affect any one of God's dear children. Yes, it begins whenever the Christian disobeys the Lord and the Word of God in their own heart and soul and life. It leads to a forsaking of prayer. It leads to a forsaking of the reading of God's Word. It leads to a forsaking of the house of God. It leads to a forsaking of the public ordinances of God's people and the public means of grace. It leads to a laying aside of the service of Christ. My, it leads in the life of that backslider to an embracing of the ungodly ways of this world. What is the outcome? That Christian loses the joy of their so great salvation. My, that Christian also can lose their testimony that is so precious and so important. And my, they can also bring great reproach upon the name of their blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yea, they may even go so far, even to lose the very assurance of their salvation. And maybe begin to doubt as if they were ever saved at all. This is the fruit, the outworkings of backslidings in the life of the wayward child of God. By speaking upon this subject, J.C. Ryle said, "If we know anything of true religion, let us ever beware of the beginning of backsliding." Well, when we come here to Jeremiah chapter 3, this chapter here records for us the backsliding of ancient Judah, the ancient people of God. At this particular time, Judah had turned away from the Lord. She had embraced idolatry and judgment from the Lord and chastisement from the Lord had come upon Judah as a people. But dear people, tonight I want you to see this in the midst of such waywardness. God in great mercy, God in great grace and in great love, He calls Judah back to Himself. He calls Judah to repent of her sin, to repent of her backslidings, and with love and tenderness and compassion, He calls His people back to the old paths, to the good old paths of the Lord and His Word. And He gives them this wonderful call in the words of our text this evening in verse 14 when He says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." And friends, tonight it is this message to wayward Judah in the day of the prophet Jeremiah. I want us to consider and look at for a little while this evening. Perhaps there's one here in the meeting tonight. Maybe just like ancient Judah in the day of the prophet Jeremiah, you too have drifted away from the Lord in your heart and your life. Well, dear friend, in great mercy, and indeed in the good providence of God, God has brought you here tonight to this meeting. And my, in His grace and in His mercy, yes, the Lord would draw near to your heart and speak to you as he spoke to Judah of old. And in the words of our text, He says to your heart and to your soul tonight, Turn, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you. He says, turn, O backsliding child, for I am married to you, my child. Yes, is this message I want us to think upon this evening. There are just three things I want you to note regarding this message. First of all, let us consider the meaning of this message. Look again at verse 14. The Lord said through His servant Jeremiah, turn, O backsliding children. In essence, we can say this was a call to repentance. You see, ancient Judah had turned away from God. They had turned away from the Word of God. They no longer worshipped the Lord. In fact, they worshipped the false gods of men, the false idols of man's devising. Look at the charge the Lord brings to them at the end of verse 1 in the chapter. He says there, but thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Notice what the Lord says again at the end of verse 2 and the beginning of verse 3. He says, thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden and there hath been no latter rain. Their sin polluted the land. And God withheld the blessing of rain upon the land in the day of ancient Judah, in the day of the prophet Jeremiah. But despite their folly, despite their waywardness, God comes to them. And God graciously calls them and woos them back to Himself. He calls them back to the place of repentance. And I want you to see here, it was a call to immediate repentance, prompt repentance. The words of our text here this evening, verse 14, are in the present tense. There and then they were to repent when they heard this message. When God said, turn, O backsliding children, for I am married unto you. Why did God call them immediately? Because the longer they delayed, the deeper into sin they would go, the farther away from God they would drift as a people. We can say also tonight that it was a message calling Judah to humble themselves before God and to confess their sins to the Lord. Look at verse 13 of the chapter. Notice what God says. Notice the instruction He gives through His servant, through His word. He says, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God. Oh, if Judah is to be restored, there must be confession of their sins. There must be an acknowledgement of their sins before the Lord. You see, God is just. He's a just God. God is holy. He's a holy God. And He can only restore those who will acknowledge their sins. He can only restore those who will repent of their sins. Is there one tonight, and is Judah here in this chapter a picture of you, a backslider away from God? Well, dear backslider, tonight, just as God called Judah to repentance, He calls you also tonight in your heart and life and soul to repentance. He says, turn, O backsliding children. My, He wants you to turn from all in your life that is contrary to God and to His Word and to His truth. All that has come into your life and has separated you from fellowship with God and with Christ your Savior. You think tonight of the soldier on the parade ground. My, he's on drill in the square in the barracks. And my, the commanding officer gives him the command to about turn. What happens? He stops in his tracks. And he turns around and he goes in a completely opposite direction from what he was traveling on before the command was given. There's to be an about turn. There's to be a complete change. If you like, a complete U-turn. Likewise, dear backslider, tonight the Lord calls for a U-turn in your life. Turning around, turning away from self and from sin and the ways of this ungodly world, and a turning back to the Lord, a turning back to your Savior. Yes, dear backslider, you're to tend to this matter with urgency. It's a present call tonight. It's an urgent call tonight. It's a pressing call tonight. The Lord comes to your heart and He says, turn, turn unto me, for I am married unto you. Why? If you delay, if you hold back from coming back to the Lord, then you're going to drift further and further away from God. You're going to drift further and further away from the will of God for your life. You're going to drift further and further into the ways of this ungodly world and into the mesh of sin that is found in this world. May you be caught like a rabbit just in the gamekeeper's snare, unable to free yourself, unable to break free. Well, this is not a matter to put off, dear backslider. It's a matter to tend to tonight with urgency. Oh, this is an immediate call, a pressing call, a present call. Remember ancient Ephraim in the book of Hosea coming back to the Lord. What did ancient Ephraim say? They said this, what have I to do anymore with idols? They turned away from that which had taken them away from the Lord. Likewise, dear backslider, you're to turn away from every idol, whatever that idol is or has been, that has taken you away from the Lord. Maybe it's an idol of something in this world. Maybe it's an idol of another person in this world. I don't know. But whatever that idol is tonight that has caused you to drift away from the Lord, you're to tear it from you. To tear it away from the throne of your heart and your soul and mind and come back to the Lord. Dear friend, as well as turning away from your sin like Judah, you must humbly confess your sin. Humbly confess your backslidings to the Lord. My husband said that confession is the first step to restoration. You must confess to the Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. Remember David. You read of David's restoration in Psalm 51, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David was a man after God's own heart. A man who loved the Lord dearly, yet he got away from the Lord. Sin came into his life. He disobeyed the call of God for his life. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. He planned the murder of her husband. Things came in that should never have been in the life of the psalmist David, but he had no rest nor peace. And God sent his servant Nathan with a message, David, thou art the man. David had no rest nor peace till he came back to the Lord. You read through Psalm 51 as David coming back to the Lord. It's a psalm of restoration. Then he confesses his sins, his backslidings to the Lord. Listen to what he prays in verse 3 of the psalm. He says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. He acknowledges his sin, his backslidings, his waywardness to the Lord. He doesn't try to hold it back. No. Likewise, dear backslider, you must follow David's example. If you're to come back to the Lord, if you're to know his restoring touch, now you must confess your waywardness to the Lord. Whatever that waywardness is, you must come afresh to the Lord, acknowledge it, confess it to the Lord God, your Savior. Yes, we see the meaning of this message. But notice secondly tonight the motive behind this message. What was God's motive behind this message? Well, we can say that God called Judah to repentance and to restoration. Why? Because of his mercy toward them. And because he is one who is slow to anger. Look at verse 12 of the chapter. Notice what it says. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Now the Lord showed great patience toward his people. It was because of that patience, that mercy, his slowness to anger, that he calls them here in our text tonight back to himself. God also called Judah to repentance and restoration because of his relationship with them. What was that relationship? They were his children. He was their heavenly father. They were his bride. He was their heavenly bridegroom. Look at the language that he uses in verse 14. He says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." Notice the inference, the reference to him being married to them. There was no divorce here with God. Yes, they had abandoned God. They had sought to divorce God from their thinking and from their thoughts and their plans and their life, but not so with God. God hadn't given them up. God did not abandon them. God was faithful to them. He says, "I am married unto you." Likewise, backslider, the Lord calls you tonight to restoration. Why? Because of his great mercy toward you. That's why he calls you tonight. Because of his great mercy toward you. Because God is long-suffering toward you. God is patient with you. My in mercy, God has spared you till tonight. In mercy, God has allowed you to come to this gospel meeting. In mercy, God has not allowed you to be cut off in your waywardness, even like those in the church in Corinth in the day of the Apostle Paul. Remember that church, there were those in it who knew the Lord, yet there were those who turned their back upon God, living away far from God. And Paul, as he writes to those people in Corinth, he said this, "For this cause," he says, "many sleep." Many had been taken away in their waywardness, their backslidings. Yet, dear friend, it's not so with you tonight. You're here with health and strength. And my, in the richness of his mercy, God has spared you. God has kept you alive to this very point in time. Think of David in his return to the Lord. What did he appeal? He appealed to the mercy of God. He cried out, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." He appealed to the mercy of God. Oh, friend, in coming back to the Lord tonight, appeal to the mercy of God. How merciful God has been with you in drifting away from the Lord. His mercy is vast, it is deep, it is boundless. Now, if you ever go over to Scotland on holidays, maybe up into the Highlands, maybe one of the places you will visit that's famous is Loch Ness. And my, that loch is reported to be one of the deepest lakes in all of Europe. Such is the depth of its water. Well, friend, that lake may be deep, but it is nothing in comparison to the deepness and the depth of the mercy of the Lord. That mercy tonight that speaks to your heart, that mercy tonight that speaks to your soul and calls you back to himself. What is in light of that great mercy, dear backslider? The Lord says, "Turn, turn unto me. Turn, O backsliding children." Yes, he calls you back because of his mercy. But he also calls you back to himself because of his relationship to you. As a child of his, he is your heavenly father. My, as his child, the Lord is your husband. The Lord is your spiritual bridegroom. The Bible says, "For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." The Lord, your heavenly bridegroom, is calling. As a loving father calls his wayward son, as a loving husband calls his wayward bride, so, dear backslider, the Lord calls you back to himself. He says, "Turn, O backsliding child, for I am married unto you." What are you going to do with this message tonight? Will you heed it? Will you heed this call of great mercy and great love to your soul? The Lord says, "Turn, turn back to me. Turn back to my word. Turn back to the place of prayer. Turn back to the place of service. Turn back to living a holy life to the glory and honor of God." What are you going to do with that call tonight? Oh, that you would heed that call. That you would hearken to that call. Notice finally tonight, just in connection with our text, notice the mercy that was promised in this great message. You see, if Judah repented of her sin, if she returned to the Lord would restore them to fellowship with Himself. They would enjoy God's favor and know God's blessing afresh in their hearts and lives and souls as a people. Look at what the latter part of verse 14 says. The Lord says, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you." And then notice His promise. He says, "And I will may take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." What was the promise here? Instead of them being scattered as captives among the nations that surrounded Israel and Judah, the Lord would keep them. The Lord would keep them as His own. And the Lord would bless them in Zion, the place that He had chosen for them as their habitation. They would know God's favor and blessing again. My, if Judah returned to the Lord, He would guide them through His word. He would bless them through His truth. Notice the promise He gives to them in verse 15 of the chapter. He says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." They would know the blessing of God's Word, the guidance of God's Word in their soul, in their personal life, in their homes, in their families, and in the nation again. Oh, the Bible says, "Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord." Indeed, the Word of God says, "Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord." My, the way of God's Word is always the way of blessing. The Bible says, "As for God, His way is perfect." And likewise, dear backslider, the Lord will bless you. If you repent of your sins, your backslidings, you return afresh to the Lord. The Lord will restore you to fellowship with Himself. He says, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you." My, He will restore unto you the joy of your salvation, the joy of your first love to Christ. My, the Lord will guide you. He will bless you. He will use you for His honor and for His glory. This is always God's way in restoration. This is how it was with David. Turn with me back just to Psalm 51, and you'll see this for yourself. Psalm 51, and look with me at verse 12 and 13, and then verse 17 of the chapter. Just look at what David says there in Psalm 51 and verses 12 and 13. Here he's praying and he says, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." You see, when God restores, joy comes in again to the heart and life of the believer. He says, "Uphold me with thy free spirit." He would know the strengthening touch of the Spirit of God again in his heart and life and soul. Look at verse 13. He says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." In other words, God would take him up and bless him and use him again for His honor and glory. Well, look at what he says in verse 17 of the Psalm. It says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." He would know God's favor. He would know God's blessing. Is there a backslider tonight in the meeting? Yes, outwardly all may seem well. Inwardly tonight your heart is far from the Lord. You come back to the Lord. The Lord will restore unto you the joy of your salvation. The Lord will take you up and use you again for His honor and glory. You will know God's favor, God's smile, God's blessing upon you in your life. You might ask, "Well, how do I come?" You come just as you are, by faith, confessing your sins, your backslidings to the Lord. Seek that fresh cleansing in your heart and soul through the precious blood of Christ. There's somebody I know very well, and they were saved, yet they drifted for many years away from the Lord. How did they come back to the Lord? It was through the words of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 9. And what does those two verses say? It says in verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, dear backslider, you can rest upon those words tonight. Your desire to come back to the Lord. Ask the Lord to cleanse you afresh from all your sins and backslidings and driftings through His precious blood. Ask the Lord to restore you. By then, with the hymn writer, you too will be able to say, so shall my walk be close with God. Calm and serene at my frame, so pure light shall mark the road that leads me to the Lamb. That was the experience. William Cowper, the man who drifted from the Lord, the man who come back to the Lord. He knew God's blessed touch again upon his heart, upon his soul. What does the Lord say? He says, I will restore unto you the years that the locust have eaten. David could say, He restoreth my soul. And when he was restored in that same psalm, he could say, my cup runneth over. It was a full and blessed cup. God blessed him and used him. Oh dear wayward child of God, heed the call of God tonight in His word. Come back to the Lord. The God, Lord of heaven will revive you, restore you, and use you. Maybe there's someone tonight in the meeting and you're not saved. Friend, if you are to know the pardon of your sin, if you are to know peace with God and the assurance of a home in heaven, you too must repent of your sins. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. In repenting of your sin, you must ask the Lord alone to blot out all your sins and your iniquities by His atoning blood. The Lord says, I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own name's sake. He is able to save you to the very uttermost. Oh, this night unsaved man, woman, young person, flee to Christ. Trust in Him to save you for time and for eternity. He too will bless you and use you for His honor. For His glory. Oh, remember the word tonight. God says, return. Backslider, return. Sinner, turn to the Lord and seek Him. Call upon Him to save you. Praise God, the Lord will hear and heed your call. Backslider, He'll restore you. Sinner, He will save you. Save you unto life eternal. Let us pray.